ghost, or he has become some kind of ghost.
Indeed I have, Harry. And now I must give you gifts to thank you for burying my mortal remains. Oh, but what can I, a humble ghost, give? Oh, I know. Have these chains. And have this ectoplasm. Oh, you simply must have this whoa and this ah.
Oh, terrifying. You're a very good ghost.
Thank you. Oh, dear, is that mist coming near?
Yes.
Oh, but I am made of mist now. It will absorb me and I shall be no more. So I leave you now and... no, wait. There was something I was meant to tell you.
A warning from the afterlife.
Yes. So what was it? Buy more milk? No, it's not that.
Hurry, Mr. Parsimonious. The mist is coming closer.
You really ought to be jolly at Christmas. No.
The mist is here.
Goodbye, Pip-Pin. Goodbye, Harry Biscuit, and so I go. Wait! I got it! You must return to London and save Pippa. Mr. Benevolent means to take her captive. But the mist... why, it is surprisingly warm. It's full of other ghosts. Oh, I feel welcome. Wanted. A glass of ghost sherry? Oh, yes, that would be lovely. Tell me, how long have you been dead?
Goodbye, Mr. Parsimonious.
But he responded not. The mist absorbed him. We heard the chatter of the dead. The wind started to blow, gently at first, then stronger. The mist swirled until we were alone. Mr. Parsimonious was no more.
He is gone. He has left us dire warning.
Dire indeed. Buy more milk.
I mean a bit about Mr. Benevolent threatening Pippa.
Your sister.
And your wife, Harry.
Of course. I definitely hadn't forgotten that.
But as we hurried across the moor, little did Harry and I know that Mr. Parsimonious's prophecy was already being fulfilled.
Oh, how good it is to be alive again. Even if I was stitched together out of spare body parts and musical instruments. Curse my trumpet esophagus. Now, time for some evil. Once I picked up my nose and stuck it back on. Good evening.
Why, a sinister visitor with an upside-down nose.
I prefer it that way.
Pray, sir, tell me the nature of your visit.
Ah, Pippa Biscuit, nay Bin. I have returned from the grave, and now you shall tremble before me in terror.
Sorry, have we met?
Do you not remember?
Are you the little man who does the garden?
No.
Are you the big man who does the garden?
You're not thinking evilly enough.
Are you Naughty Simon, the thief?
Far more evil and depraved than that.
Are you Dirty Simon, the pervert?
Oh! How hard can it be? I persecuted you throughout your childhood and adolescence. I was the bane of your existence. I tried to destroy you and your family, but instead I was banished to the dread kingdom of death, cold and full only of the echoing shrieks of souls in torment. It was a lot like Bournemouth.
Gently Benevolent, how have you returned from the dead?
By means of electricity.
Of course, the modern panacea.
Enough, small talk. For I plan to take you away and hold you captive, the better to taunt your dreadful brother, Pip-Bin.
Unhand me, you scoundrel!
No.
Then, at least let me get a coat.
Never, even though it's drizzly out. That's how evil I am.
Meanwhile, Harry and I, unaware of these events, had hastened across the moors until we reached the remote village of Muchmore on the Moor by the Moory Moory Moor Moor.
And we have arrived just in time. It is about to rain again.
No, that was my stomach.
We must hasten to this coaching inn
for a massive lunch.
To get a coach to London to rescue Pippa.
Of course, I meant that.
We entered the coaching inn and approached the bar, behind which stood the landlady. She was huge, fully twice the size of a normal woman. So big that the pint pot in her hands looked like a half pint pot. Until I looked closer and realized she was a normal sized woman and it really was a half pint pot.
help you, gentlemen?
We seek the fastest possible lunch to London. Coach!
Those as ask for help round these parts, boys a drink first.